We give thanks for this precious day, for all gathered here and those far away, for this time we share with love and care. Oh, we give thanks for this precious day. Oh, we give thanks for this precious day, for all gathered here and those far away, for this time we share with love and care. Oh, we give thanks for this precious day.
Good morning. My name is Hillary Collins Gilpatrick. I am your guest minister for the day. And I am, in fact, not quite a minister yet. I am on the ordination track, and I am the ministerial intern at the Fallen Church in Lexington, Massachusetts. So because I am an intern and not quite a minister, it feels really awesome to be able to sit in a throne this morning. It's a real boost to my ego. I'm very much appreciative of it. A little bit about me. I finished my studies at Harvard Divinity School this past May, where I focused in Buddhist philosophy. And now I've got about 2 more years of stuff before I will be ordained as a Unitarian minister. But I'm so happy to be with you. Tom reached out to my supervisor at Fallen and asked if he could borrow me for the day. And this is great. I wasn't expecting this many people. And because I was sitting in the throne, I didn't see that there's this many people. So, great. French philosopher Simone Weil writes, "Attention is the rarest and purest form of generosity. This morning, a mild Sunday morning after a long holiday week, on which I'm sure you could have found many reasons not to come here, you got out of bed, pulled your attention from the paper, from your cup of coffee, from your warm bathrobe, and you came. Why? What are you attending to by being here? What in you needs attention and urged you to come? As you sit with us this morning, to where does your attention stray? To what around you do you notice needs attending? And what and who do you find is giving attention to you? On this final Sunday of November, after a holiday of gratitude, let us gather together here now and offer our attention, our rare, pure generosity to simply this moment. This moment in which we are all fully alive, basically good, and surrounded by life and goodness. Please join me as Marcia and Nolly light our chalice this morning with reading number 452.
Life is a gift for which we are grateful. We gather in community to celebrate the glories and the mysteries of this great gift.
Now please join me in singing our first hymn, number 112. Do you hear?
Hear, O my friend, in the place where you stand, through the sky, through the land,
Do you hear, do you hear? In the heights, on the plain, in the vale, on the main, in the sun, in the rain, do you hear, do you hear? Through the roar, through the rush, through the throng, through the crush, do you hear in the hush of your soul, hear the cry, fear won't still, hear the heart's call to will, hear a sigh's startling trill in your soul. From the place where you stand to the outermost strand, do you hear, oh my friend? Do you hear, do you hear? All the dreams, all the dares, all the sighs, all the prayers, they are yours, mine and theirs. Do you hear, do you hear?
Please remain standing while we read aloud our covenant and affirmation.
Love is the spirit of this church, and service its law. This is our great covenant, to dwell together in peace, to seek the truth in love, and to help one another. From all that dwell below the skies, let words of love and peace arise. Let joyful songs of praise be sung through every land by every tongue.
In response to our joys and sorrows, please join me in reading aloud the bold printed stanzas of the Bodhicarya Avatara, which is on the back of your order of service. This is a prayer from the Bodhisattva way of life, and in Buddhism, the Bodhisattva is the being of the greatest compassion possible. So this is a prayer to be as compassionate as we possibly can. So please join me in the bold printed stanzas. May all beings everywhere plagued by sufferings of body and mind obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose.
May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water
and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity.
May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests.
May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed of their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again.
May the frightened cease to be afraid,
and those bound be freed.
May the powerless find power,
and may people think of benefiting each other.
For as long as space remains, as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may we too remain, to dispel the miseries of the world and guide the joy of love. Thank
you. We'll now have a moment of silence. This is the final Sunday that the place will be passed for EPICA, a grassroots self-help organization to empower individuals recovering from adversity. They are ex-prisoners and current prisoners, along with allies, friends, and family, working together to create resources and opportunity for those who have paid their debt to society. The plate shall now be passed, and we are endlessly grateful for your contributions.
Tis the gift to be simple, tis the gift to be free, tis the gift to come down where you ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend we shan't be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning we come round right. Tis the gift to be simple, tis the gift to be free, tis the gift to come down where you ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight.
Our reading today comes from poet Wendell Berry. It is entitled X, or maybe 10. I'm not sure. Whatever is foreseen in joy must be lived out from day to day. Vision held open in the dark. By our 10,000 days of work, harvest will fill the barn. For that, the hand must ache, and the face must sweat. And yet no leaf or grain is filled by work of ours. The field is tilled and left to grace. That we may reap, great work is done while we're asleep. When we work well, a Sabbath mood rests on our day and finds it good. Please join me in singing number 318, We Would Be One.
We would be one in living.
for each other, to show to all a new community. We would be one and building for tomorrow.
My new friends, happy almost winter. It's happening again. The heat is on in our houses. The trees are sparse. When snow falls, it sticks to the ground. When the temperature hits 45 degrees outside, we think it's warm enough to go out without a coat on. It's the darkening time. Grandfather Twilight is wandering through the woods. Driving home from my family's house yesterday afternoon, the sky was ablaze with a beautiful sunset at 3:55 in the afternoon. By the time I got home at a little after 5, it was pitch black out, and at 7 o'clock, I was in bed. So happy almost winter. It's a time for gathering. Chipmunks are gathering acorns. Cider makers are gathering apples. I am gathering my smart wools. And it's a time for making piles, piling everything in a pot and making soup, piling up logs of firewood, piling on warmer layers, and piling on the mashed potatoes. So indeed, let us take this time to gather, to make our piles and bring them near, because soon it will be dark, and soon it will be cold, and we will need all the insulation we can get to stay warm. With this shifting of the sun from bright to dim to dark, and the turning of the seasons from warm to cool to cold, what we of course need to gather more than anything right now, what we need to pile higher than any mound of mashed potatoes, is love. Gather what we will to stay warm, we must be sure to spend time this season piling up some love. Love, soup, and smart wools, the winning combo for a warm and well-spent autumn and winter. And yes, we have our soup recipes, and yes, we have our wool socks, but where is our love? We know, yes, it is here, and it is here, and it is over there, but how can we gather it? How can we make sure it is here for these approaching dark, cold days? How can we feel it and smell it and taste it and see it like a pot of soup simmering on the stove? A couple summers ago, I lived in a Buddhist retreat center up on top of a steep dirt road deep in the woods of the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont. At the center, I was the head gardener and spent every single one of my days outside tending rows of vegetables and beds of flowers. Over the course of that summer, I became friends with a local goat farmer. The town was so small, it was hard not to get to know the locals after a couple weeks. He taught me a song one day that became a mantra of mine. Maybe some of you know it. I think it's an old Navajo song. It goes, I walk in beauty. Beauty is before me. Beauty is behind me, above me and below me. Does anyone know it? A few of you? Well, we're all about to know it. I heard from the announcements there's a lot of carol singing happening in the next few weeks, so it's time to warm up those pipes. And would you mind singing this song? I'll sing one verse and you can follow me afterwards. How about that? I walk in beauty.
I walk in beauty.
Beauty is before me.
Beauty is before me.
Beauty is behind me.
Above me and below me.
All right, let's try it all together. I walk in beauty. Beauty is before me. Beauty is behind me. Above me and below me. It's beautiful. Thank you. It was easy to sing this song while living as a gardener at a Buddhist center in rural Vermont in the summertime. Believe it or not, beauty was pretty easy to come by up there. There was this giant meadow next to the center that opened a panoramic view of the green and white mountains. Most days I would go out into the middle of this meadow, ticks and mosquitoes be damned, and just look and listen. It was so beautiful. It was so fresh and real and alive. Everything. Everything. All around was alive. From the giant pine trees in the distance, to the swooping hawks high in the sky, down to the littlest buds of wildflowers and the littlest sweat bees that fed on their nectar. The dirt under my feet filled with worms and moles was alive. Even the shifting thunderheads in the distance seemed to be breathing. And as the wind breezed through it all, and the grasses, the insects, the leaves, everything had a pulse, had a rhythm. It was gathered before me, behind me, above me, and below me. It was all gathered for everyone to see and feel and hear and taste and smell if they wanted. Everything was alive, and it seemed to be echoing, I am here. I am here. I am here. I distinctly remember not wanting to move back to Boston once my gardening job ended that summer. Moving from the bright country back to the gray city felt a lot like the move we're all making now from the bright summer to the gray winter. Dark, lifeless winter. Dark, lifeless city. There are no grand meadows in Boston, no vistas of mountains or panoramic cloudscapes. The trees are primarily telephone poles. Although Harvard is having trouble with a flock of wild turkeys in the yard, rarely does one see wildlife. What could be dirt is usually covered with a layer of pavement or concrete. Opportunities to experience life and beauty in that all-encompassing Vermont way were greatly reduced in the middle of the city, or so I thought. It was fortuitous that a month after I moved back, when that Vermont meadow really started to seem far away, that a venerable man showed up in Boston for a public event that was held in his honor. It was a free, open to the masses, handicapped accessible, outdoors for everyone to see, sounding loud for everyone to hear event. This visiting man was Thich Nhat Hanh, a name which may ring a bell for some of you and may just sound like a collection of random syllables to others. Either way, it's okay. If you're not familiar, or your brain needs a little rejogging about this guy, what's good to know about Thich Nhat Hanh is that he's a Vietnamese Buddhist monk who is known for his peace work. He's written a lot of books about making peace and finding love in ourselves, in each other, in the world at large. If you want to learn more, Thich Nhat Hanh is worth reading up on. Exiled from his native country for his work to end the Vietnam War in the 70s, he was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize by Martin Luther King Jr. Hanh is also the best-selling author of over 100 books, and he is the leader of numerous international organizations and monasteries for peace. Earlier this month, on November 11th, Thich Nhat Hanh suffered a brain hemorrhage and has been in the hospital for the past several weeks, resting in and out of a coma. The news of his health is undeniably sad, but the updates sent out from his monastic community are uplifting in their descriptions of his physical state. He smiles in his sleep and in his comas, and he breathes peacefully and steadily and holds the hands of people who sit by his bed. If I were to elaborate further on Thich Nhat Hanh, I would use only one more adjective: gentle. Thich Nhat Hanh is very gentle. So when Thich Nhat Hanh took the stage that Sunday in Boston, before a clapping and cheering audience, stretching far across Copley Square, the same place where two bombs had exploded just a few months earlier at the marathon, Thich Nhat Hanh did not say a single word. He just smiled, and he sat down. And so did we. A crowd of thousands just smiling and sitting down on the concrete ground. And we all sat together, silent in the midst of a city humming with passerby conversations and cars and duck boat tours and police sirens and restaurant patio laughter and street musicians and drunks. It was all there. The world was all alive, all around us, the thousands of us. And we were all just sitting silently with it. We had gathered ourselves, and the world had gathered around us, easily, gently. We sat for a long time. Thich Nhat Hanh did not speak for the next hour. Demonstrating the peace he has spent his life working towards, he just sat in the middle of all the downtown chaos, eyes closed, face relaxed. It was as though he was letting the city speak for him, allowing the crowd gathered there to feel what they needed to feel and work through what they needed to work through. While sitting in Copley Square before Thich Nhat Hanh, I heard it again, that echo. I am here. I am here. I am here. Seeing this gentle man and this gentle crowd of all ages, shapes, and sizes, I saw life and beauty before me. Feeling the pulse of the crowd and the many onlookers and passers-by, I felt life and beauty behind me. Looking up at the planes just taking off from Logan and the seagulls circling around and the bright afternoon sun moving between the clouds, life and beauty was above me. And watching the ants rush around my feet and feeling the rumble of the subway train underground, life and beauty was also below me. And when I stopped to listen and work through my initial aversion to it, I felt it. And I heard, I am here. I am here. I am here. Breathing in, I am aware of my entirety. Thich Nhat Hanh finally spoke, breaking the buzzing silence. Breathing out, I smile at my entire body, he repeated. Breathing in, I am aware of my entire body. Breathing out, I smile at my entire body. Silence. City silence. We all want to be loved, he continued. Go home to yourself and feel the love that you have gathered there. This is a love we have. This is a love we can share. The little monk then paused, smiled at us, and remained quiet for several more minutes. True love, he said, is to be there. When we love someone, we tell them we are there with them. When we need love, we need someone to be there with us. We all want to be loved. Silently, the crowd sat there, smiling, gently. To show love and to feel love, there are three things we can say, he continued. Darling, I am here for you. Darling, I know you are there and I am so happy. Darling, I know you suffer and that's why I'm here. He paused again. Tell this to your mother. Darling, I am here for you. And to your father. Darling, I know you are there and I am so happy. Tell it to your spouse and your children. Tell this to your friends and enemies. Darling, I know you suffer and that's why I'm here. To those of us gathered here today, darling, I am here for you. Darling, I am here for you. Let's try that, guys. Darling, I am here for you. To all those people gathered around in your life, darling, I know you are there and I am so happy. Darling, I know you are there and I am so happy. To the millions of beings and their piles of experiences in the world around you, darling, I know you suffer and that's why I'm here. Darling, I know you suffer, and that's why I'm here. Thich Nhat Hanh laughed. If it makes you feel nervous to say this, just call them and leave it on a voicemail. Darling, I'm here for you. Darling, I know you're there, and I'm so happy. Darling, I know you suffer, and that's why I'm here. Just let them know you're here, and they will feel your love, and you both will feel peace. Whatever is foreseen in joy, Wendell Berry writes, must be lived out from day to day. Vision held open in the dark. In the darkness that is seeping in during these shortening days, may we hold out the bright, warm, and joyful vision of love. A love that is alive, that is gathered together before us, above us, behind us, below us, here, with us, alive, always, echoing, always. I am here, I am here, I am here. Darling, I am here. Amen. Please join me in singing our final hymn, number 21, For the Beauty of the Earth.
beauty of the earth, for the splendor of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies. Source of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. For the joy of year and eye, for the heart and mind's delight, for the mystic harmony linking sense to sound and sight. Source of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. For the wonder of each hour, of the day and of the night, hill and vale and tree and flower, sun and moon and stars of light. Source of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. For the joy of human care, sister, brother, parent, child, for the kinship we all share, for all gentle thoughts and mild. Source of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
May all beings be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. May we all experience profound joy and the causes of profound joy. May we all experience the collective basic goodness inherent in each of us. For as long as space remains, as long as sentient beings remain, then may we too remain to bring joy into the world. Go out and gather your life and your love. Go in peace.
Peace be with you till we meet again. As life lays its task before you, keep love's banner flowing.